Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Start of the year, everybody sort of has these wonderful New Year's resolutions and ideas for changing and improving themselves and their lives and so on and so forth. And I was chatting with someone just the other day and we were talking about energy levels. And being as I'm not exactly a young spring chicken anymore, I have noticed over the years I've seen patterns in myself and my behaviour. And the person I was talking to, we basically observed a very similar thing. Now, I'm not saying this is universal because we're all different and we all behave differently, but I think there's a lot to be said for our energy levels and change. And what the person I was chatting with, what the things that we sort of drilled down to as being there's like a number of key things that when you want to sort of change your eating patterns, your exercise patterns, your habits and things like that, if you're starting from a place of being energized, those changes are a lot easier to make than if you're starting from a place of being de-energized. And what I noticed was if I didn't address key things in my life, then the other changes I wanted to make were a lot harder, especially things around eating. So the key things for me that I've realized, and actually, I would remove the word key things and just say there is one key thing for me that I know that I need to get right in my life. And when I get this particular thing right, then everything else is easier. And for me, that's sleep. It's ensuring that I get enough sleep in my life. And it doesn't have to be a solid 8 hours, because I've got sort of older teenage children. And where I currently live, it's very difficult for them to get home at night if they've been out late with their friends and things like that. There's no public transport that runs late at night to where we live. And even though we're not that far away from a city, the taxis and things don't particularly like coming out here either. So this means that if they go out at night, I'm the one that has to then go and fetch them. And what I've realised is if I wait for them to let me know when they're coming home, then the next day that I have is a write-off. I have no energy, I'm exhausted, my motivation for doing anything is very, very low. However, if I go to sleep early and I get them to call me when they want me to fetch them, and then I go and fetch them and come back and go back to sleep, even though my sleep is broken, I still get a decent night's sleep and my energy levels are high. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because it actually happened last night. And they don't generally live with me anymore because they're both sort of doing things, one's at university and one's working overseas. So, I'm saying this, it's not a weekendly thing. It's just, you know, in the holidays. And I suppose I spoil them slightly because they're not with me all the time. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is that for me, the right amount of sleep is absolutely vital. If I don't get that right amount of sleep, then the next day I'm tired, I don't have the energy and the enthusiasm to do things that I want to do. That makes my internal self-talk not necessarily very positive, because I'll berate myself for not doing what I wanted to get done that day. What also then happens is because my energy levels are low, I eat all the wrong things because my body is craving energy and it's trying to tell me it wants me to get energy any way that it knows how. And it's hardwired to think that the energy comes from food, because most of the time it does. And because it wants energy now, it wants a quick fix. Because I don't have the energy to go and make a really elaborate meal and sort of look after myself healthily, then I crave things like sort of, you know, chocolates and sweets and crisps and all the things that I know don't make me feel good. And then it becomes a downhill spiral, because those foods give me an energy spike and then an even deeper energy dip, which means that I'm again not feeling great. And those kind of foods also affect me for a couple of days after I've been eating them. So even if I have a day like that or a couple of days like that, it takes me about 4 or 5 days to get back on track. And I'm sharing this with you because at the beginning of the year, when we want to kind of make all these changes, these fundamental changes to our lives and our health and our fitness and the way we live and our habits and all those wonderful things, if you want to maintain this through your year and going forwards in your life, then the changes that you really need to make are not necessarily those to your exercise regime, although that is a good start. But it's really to ensure that you have that battery, your battery's charged. Because when your battery's charged, the changes that you want to make are that much easier. So ensuring you get enough sleep will mean that all the other things are much easier to do. And the more that you do what you set out to do, the more positive your self-talk will be. And the more positive your self-talk is, the more likely you are to continue doing what it is that you've committed to doing. So it's about, I suppose, ensuring that the spiral you go on takes you in the right direction and not in the wrong direction. And as I said, what I realized through this conversation with this person was that for me, and maybe for you, and for her when I was chatting with her, the key for both of us was sleep. And when we got that right, then everything else flowed much better than that. So I hope that through this, I've helped you maybe achieve some of your goals for this year, your New Year's resolutions. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my free courses and to other courses I do and my social media. And I'd love to hear from you if you've got any questions. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.